there will be a ratcheting up of biological attacks when you watch it released in China, when you see it hit Africa, when you see it hit Latin America. Remember Alex Jones warning you. So the globalists have always, in the last 200 years of their rule of Europe, expanding into the U.S. and now worldwide, in this mass risk game, the power elite have always, at the end of their life, had one obsession, not wanting to give it all up. But they had their generational institutions. The New World Order is like a corrupt, organized crime university. They teach the system and it continues, and they have their idols, their forefathers and mothers, and it just continues as they refine the science of the power and control and dehumanization, which is their pleasure. They've never wanted to turn loose of life. Do any of us want to turn loose of life? Sure, when we get old enough and enough pain, it's easier and we can let go. And so many ancient cultures, the elites engage in the most bizarre abusive behaviors, believing on their people, believing that would give them longer life, only because the priest class knew how to manipulate them. The magicians, the con artists, the scam men of the day. And so now, here in 2002, for the first time in human recorded history, eternal life is now actually possible for the forces of the New World Order. So when you ask, why would the globalists say, and they've said it on the record 1,000 times, that they want to get rid of 80% of us and reduce mass plagues to do it? When they propose this and prepare this and produce it in their labyrinthine underground facilities in Fort Detrick and Portendown in Wiltshire, England, and brag they have it, and prepare us for the attacks, their excuse, and they've actually said it, you read their policy papers, they start talking about this, about how they need a 500 million technician, scientist, worker class, different stratas therein, to serve several hundred families. And these creatures are, these globalists are going to get the new tissue regeneration, the brain grafts, the nanotechnology revolution, the cybernetic interfaces. They're going to get it all. I mean, already the technology we see is 30 years suppressed. I mean, they're on a mad power trip now. And they're laying this intricate cashless society control grid and easing us into it and selling it to us and herding us off the rural areas into the cities in the name of environmentalism and security. And once they have us in the compact cities, there will be a ratcheting up of biological attacks. When you watch 100 million people die of genetically engineered super smallpox and anthrax and stuff they haven't even released in India, when you watch it released in China, when you see it hit Africa, when you see it hit Latin America, remember Alex Jones warning you. There may still be a chance at that point to remember this emergency warning from time to you. Remember. Remember the cynical smile and the laugh. Remember, you didn't heed the warning long after I'm gone. as we watch a mass cull after several ratchetings we're going to see in the next decade as the terror events get larger, then as they hit what we think is the mass cull, then it will go to the microchipped population, the face scan to leave your house, to get in your car, to the borders with giant walls stretching up towards the sky, helicopters everywhere. In the name of security, in the name of keeping the gray death out of the United States, our government will be nuking foreign countries. There will be wholesale mass murder. And you will be so afraid during this period, you will be cheering at mass rallies in sports stadiums, cheering on your imperial world leader. And then after the rest of the population has been basically wiped out with small enclaves hiding in caves around the world, they're going to cull this country. And there would have been some large cullings before that in the hundreds of thousands. And again, I have documents, I have evidence, I have news stories, I have globalist statements, and I have understanding of their program, and I see the grid like a map in intricate detail laid out with exactly what they're going to do. All we don't understand is their precise time frame. All I know is it's moving very quickly, and it is of great concern. Their delusional rationale is that after the mass culling, if you talk to Ted Turner or Prince Philip or any of these globalists that have put this on the record, their rationale is that after they've gotten rid of 80% of us, and their documents show the only groups they're going to allow to live are Caucasians and some groups of Asians. These people make the Nazis look like a Tea Party. Everybody's starting to talk about the extermination plan. You know, the globalists engineered World War I, World War II, and the rest of it. They put Hitler and Stalin in power, Mao. They killed 200 million plus people last century. And they're not playing games. It's their pleasure. They're completely ruthless. And now they've got this great prize of life extension, but they're having to suppress all this technology, and it's getting harder and harder for them, and other third world countries are starting to develop some of it and make their own discoveries. And so they're in a race to keep it all for themselves, and they're going to do it pretty soon.
Josh in FEMA Region 3, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex, it's an honor to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, I just want to plug X2. Man, I've been taking it for the last month and a half. It's made amazing changes. I started dreaming again. It's amazing. I just feel better. Like, it's hard to explain. I feel like I'm more hydrated. I'm a roofer. It normally takes a lot of water to stay hydrated for me. It feels like I'm retaining water better. Like I said, I started dreaming again. I haven't had a dream in 15 years. And 2 weeks after taking it, I was starting to dream every single night.
Well, this isn't some new age thing. They just piggyback on it. The pineal gland gets filled with fluoride, and that's the third eye. Literally, it's connected to higher dreaming, higher consciousness medically, and then obviously the ancients said spiritual connection. And when it gets filled with fluoride and bromide and bromine and all the bad halogens, then people don't dream and they don't have higher consciousness statistically. But real iodine goes through and just burns all that out. It doesn't just get in there. It removes the bad stuff in the major studies. That's why everybody should get X2. We have a limited supply of it at InfoWarsStore.com. It is, ladies and gentlemen, 40% off right now, though it's about to sell out. Get your X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes about 15 days to kick in. InfoWarsStore.com, X2.